This year we'll cover the material from the bottom of Tesema Beis near the Tudat till through Daf Yud to the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So as we had left off last time, we were discussing some of the dinim of Rosh Hashanah l'Netiyah, that the first day of Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, is Rosh Hashanah for Netiyos, for planting, and that, as the Gemara elaborates, is based on the dinim of Orla. Again, as we know, when a person plants a new tree, the first 3 years of the tree's growth, a person cannot eat the peros. It's an Isser D'oraisa. And in the fourth year, the peros have Kiddush, and they have to be brought in Yerushalayim. And the Gemara learns out from Sukkim that we treat the Rosh Hashanah l'Netiyos from the first day of Tishrei. So the Gemara reads, Tana Rabbanan, four lines up from the bottom on Tesema Beis. Echad Hanoteya, whether one plants a new tree. Echad HaMavrich, or one does Havracha, which is when a person takes a sapling and bends the branch of the tree and digs a hole in the ground and puts that branch through the hole, and then it sprouts up again and uses that to make a new tree from it. You cut off the part where it's grown in, and then you have two trees, basically. Ve'echad hamarkiv, or if one grafts a tree to something else. So all these things have a din of netiyah, as the Gemara explains. Erev Shvi'is, a person did this Erev Shvi'is, the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, also Lo Shana. So long as it was 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, the year, that year is counted as a full year for the Orla cycle. So those 30 days, again, are counted as a full year for the Orla cycle. Umutter Lekaiman B'Shvi'is, and a person can still maintain that plant, that sapling, during the Shnas HaShemitah. I mean, because it was planted sufficiently before Shemitah, it's not treated with the dinim of Tosefa Shvi'is that we learned last time, that we extend Shemitah even into the sixth year for a little bit. So because it was planted 30 days before, but Pachos Mishlal Shem Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if it was planted for less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so then Lo Also Lo Shana, the year does not count for him, meaning less than 30 days is not considered a full year for the dinim of Orla. The Asla Kaiman B'Shvi'is, and a person can't keep it during Shvi'is because it's considered as if it was planted al pi din halachically during the Shnas HaShemitah based on Tosefa Shvi'is, so a person can't keep it because you can't do a new planting during Shvi'is. Rashi explains, Rashi, Dir Maskel Mavrich, on Tesema Beis, towards the bottom, Mavrich, like we explained, what is Mavrich? Kofef is Asmoros, you bend the branches be'aretz into the ground. Shekorin porfina, it's a French term of describing this. Markiv, grafting. Ilan bechavera, one tree with another tree. Shekorin onistir, another French word. Also lo shana, 30 days, the year counts. Kevin shigia yom echa b'tishrei, once the Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei of the following year, rolls around, also lo shana leminyan shnei orla. That year counts for the years of Orla cycle. But Pachos Mishloshim Yom, but less than 30 days, Lo Oso Lo Shana, it doesn't count as a full year. Ad Tishrei Haban, until the coming Tishrei, meaning you have to wait a full year from, basically, if you plant in, let's say, the 15th of Elul, which is less than 30 days, so you have 15 days of that month, and a full year from Tishrei to Tishrei. Imena Erev Shvi'is, if it's not Erev Shvi'is, the Erev Shvi'is, and if it's also Erev Shvi'is, he Asur L'Kaim, you can't keep it around Mishum Tosefa Shvi'is, because of the din of Tosefa Shvi'is to add Shvi'is, Shemosifa Mechol HaKodesh, because we add from Chol to Kodesh. Okay, turn the page, Yod Amar Al from the top. Uperos Netiyazu, and if a person plants even 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Rashi explains, let's say you did it properly. You did 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so those 30 days count as a year. So the question is, does anything else happen? So the Gemara explains, Asurin ad chamisha asar b'shvat, im la orla, v'im la revai. That even though we would say that the year ends at the following, at the third Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, so 3 years are over, but if there are peros that blossom, as we'll explain, there's a din of chanata. If the peros blossom between Rosh Chodesh Tishrei of the third year, of after 3 years, of your fourth year of your Orla cycle, or of your fifth year of the Revai cycle, they have a din of Orla, or they have a din of Revai. So the Chiddush here is that even though your 3 years are fully over, and you're already, let's say you're holding by the fourth year, you've had 3 days of Elul in year number one, and then you have two full years, so that's 3 years. So you would say that Orla is over. But the halacha is that so long as Peros blossom from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei till Tesvav Bishvat, there's a din of Kedusha, there's a din of Isser Orla on those Peros. And so too, if even in the fourth year, let's say you're in the fifth year, you have 3 days of Elul, and that's your first year, and you have three more years, now you're in the fifth year of your cycle, because 1 + 3 = 4, and you're in your fifth year of your cycle, so there shouldn't be a din of Revai anymore, everything should be mutter to eat it wherever you want. There's still a halacha of Revai, that so long as it blossoms between Rosh Chodesh Tishrei and Tesvav Bishvat, Tu Bishvat, which is coming up soon, there's still a din of Revai in the fifth year, a din of Orla even in the fourth year. So that is part of the aspect of that that Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos, we know from the Mishnah, on Beis and Aleph is Tesvav Bishvat, according to one of the opinions, according to Beis Hillel. So that's the same idea here, that the din of Orla extends till Tu Bishvat. And the Gemara explains from the following source. Minani Milei, how do I know that this is the case, that there's an Isser Orla in the fourth or fifth year, or Revai in the fifth year, within until Tu Bishvat? Amar B'chia Bar Abba, Amar B'Yochanan, Umatu Ba Mishmei de Rabbi Anai. B'chia Bar Abba said the name of Yochanan, and some bring it down the name of Rabbi Anai. Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, U'bashana HaRevi'is, and in the fourth year, all of its fruit will be Kodesh Tashem. U'bashana HaChamishis, and in the fifth year, what's the extra Vav in each Pasuk? U'bashana HaRevi'is, U'bashana HaChamishis. So the Gemara elaborates, Pa'amim, She, Birevius Vadayan Asura Mishim Arla, that sometimes you can be holding already in the fourth year, and there is an Isser Orla, Vadayan Asura Mishim Orla, Upa'amim Shabachamishis Vadayan Asura Mishim Revai, and sometimes you can be holding in the fifth year, and there's still a din, an Isser, or a din of Kedusha of Revai. So the idea that we're saying here is that sometimes the halacha of Revai, or the halacha of Orla, can extend into the fourth or fifth year based on the extra vav. So let's see these dinim based on Rashi. Rashi, the top Rashi, Yud on Aleph, Dir Maskel, Uperos Netiyah Zu Asurim. Va'afa pi she'amarnu also lo shana. And even though we said the 30 days of Elul from the previous year count as a full year, imchantu ba peros la'achar Rosh Hashanah shalshana, that word should be revius. If there is a chanata, if there's a blossoming of the peros from between Rosh Hashanah of the fourth year and Tu Bishvat of that year, miyad adayin asur hein olamis mishum orla. There's still asur, and they're asur forever based on orla. Sha'af al pi sherosh Hashanah tishrei l'netia. Even though Rosh Hashanah is, even though the first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Netios, but Tu Bishvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilan, Tu Bishvat still considered Rosh Hashanah for trees, v'zuk var nasas ilan. And once 3 years have grown in the tree, the tree has had growth for 3 years. Sorry, has a din of an ilan, has a din of a full tree. Lefichach ein shnasa mischadeshas latzeis midei orla ad Tu Bishvat. Therefore, it's the year cycle is not. If I'm mischadesh, does not renew itself, that Orla should be over until Tu Bishvat. Avam Yisham Lahalan, but from Tu Bishvat on, Im Yachantuba Peros Din Revai Alehem Lechol B'Yushalayim. Now it has a dinim of Revai for another full year. Ubetesvav L'Shana Haba Yatsu Midei Revai Peros Hachanutim Ba Mikan Ve'Elach. And up until Tesvav Bishvat of the next year, then Revai is over. V'kachu ilu l'alamid shlefnei Rosh Hashanah shememar hetera mitu bishvat v'ad Rosh Hashanah. But therefore, that's what the 30 days help you, that it makes the heter come faster. Because now I'm already in the fifth year, technically, when it comes to the following Tu Bishvat. So once there's a chanata after Tu Bishvat, that fifth year, then it's over. So minani milei sheshnos orla v'revai. Nimshachim leisur peros hachanutim kodem Tu Bishvat la'achar shakalu shloshes me'or shnei orla. How do I know there's such a chiddush that the years of Orla and Revai are dragged after Tu Bishvat, that even once the years of Orla are over? So it's brought down from Rabbi Yochanan, Matuba Yesh Matin. There are those who are who tip Umachrin, and they orient, let's say, Shmu b'Shmu Azu laOmer Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. Matuba means brought down in the name of, and they literally the word of Hataya means to bend. So they bend in that direction of saying it's from it's from Rav Yanai. So Uba Shana Haravis again. Vav Mosif al Inyan Rishon. The Vav is Mosif. Yiyelachem Arelim Af Besoch Shana Ravias. Even through Shana Ravias, will extend the din of Orla. U Bashana Chamishis Tochlu as Piryo. And in the fifth year, you shall eat its fruits. Im Mosif al Inyan Ravai the Salak Mina. It comes to add to the din of Ravai, which I had just finished discussing. So Pa'am Shabiravias Kioni Miaru Perosa Lachanot. Sometimes if the chanata comes early, like it happens before Tu B'Shvat, v'adayin asur mishamarla, in the fourth year it could still be asur mishamarla, asur b'hana olamis. And there's an isur hana, right? Orla is asur b'hana, it's asur b'achila, you can't get benefit from it, you can't eat it forever. And pa'am shem b'chamish is going peros shachantu ba kodem shvat to unim chilul. That the peros that were that had chanata, that they were blossomed before shvat, they need chilul, they need to be redeemed. Because again, peros that's revile, like we've spoken out, have kedusha. They need to be in Yerushalayim unless you want to redeem them. Avalim ichra chanitasa al achar Tu B'Shvat ein ban iser. But if the chanata is delayed till after Tu B'Shvat, then there's no iser. Okay, back into the Gemara, halfway down the page. So now we're going to go back to the din that we were discussing, that whether or not less than 30 years is considered a shana for Arla. So we said before that according to the previous day in the sugya, or according to the previous brisa, less than 30 days is not considered a full year of Orla. So the Gemara asks, Lema de lo kara meir? Isn't this against Rav Meir? De'i kara meir, if it goes like Rav Meir, ha'amar yom echa b'shana chashiv shana. Rav Meir said one day of a year is considered a full year. And how do I know that? We had this discussion earlier in our Limud and Daf Beis when it came to counting the years of a king. And the Gemara wants to hazard Rav Meir know that Yom Echa B'Shana, one day of a year, is considered a full year. Disanya par ha'amor b'Torah stam. When it comes to a par, a bull that should be used as a korban, it just says stam. It doesn't say how old it has to be. Ben Esrim v'Arba Chodesh v'Yom Echa divrei Rav Meir. The par stam. When the Torah refers to a par stam, Rav Meir says it means 24 months and one day. So when the Torah says bring a par for a korban, it means 2 years old and one day. Rav Elazar Omer, ben esrim v'arba chodesh v'shloshim yom. Rav Elazar says a par stam means 24 years and 30 days. What's the machlokas between Rav Elazar and Rav Meir? Shai Rav Meir Omer kol makom shneamar egel b'Torah stam. Whenever the Torah said egel, whenever the Torah says egel using a calf for a korban, ben shana. It means a year old calf. Ben Bakar. When it's ever says use an ox, Ben Bakar cattle, Ben Shtayim. Par, a bull, Ben Shalosh. So he says it has to be 3 years old, but he says 24 months in a day, meaning 2 years in a day is considered three full years. So you see for a mayor that one day is considered a full year, and according to Blazar, 30 days is considered a full year. So maybe this Brisa that says that less than 30 days for Orla is not considered a full year, it's Keneged Rabbi Meir. That Rabbi Meir treats one day with respect to the dinim of par for a korban as a full year. So the Gemara says, no. Afilu tema, really we can say this price is Rabbi Meir. Why? Because kikam Rabbi Meir, yom echa b'shana chashiv shana, that's only b'sof shana. Meaning when it comes to the third and final year. If I have two full years and an extra day, that's considered a full year. Aval b'tzchila shana lo, when it comes to the beginning of the count, you won't consider the beginning of a count a partial year to be a full year. In other words, the first price that we're talking about, dine orla, so partial count is what kicks off the process. So Meir's basically saying like this, really, 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 a partial year is a year so long as it's finishing the process. But to kick off the process, one day is not going to suffice. So we can therefore jive our brisa with Rav Meir as well. Okay? So the Gemara says that the Gemara asks, they don't like this svara. Amar Rava, v'lav kavachomer, who isn't there a kavachomer? That this, if the sof haminyan a partial count for the Sofa Min is considered a full year, that a partial count for the Tchilas HaMinyan, the beginning of the Min, should be called a full year as well. Uma Nida, we find when it comes to a Nida that needs to count 7 days before she can go to the mikvah, right? A Nida, a woman who sees menstrual blood, has a Din Doraisov, Tumas Shiva. So once she sees Dam, so these are not the dinim there of Nida that are practiced today, but there's the basic din is that Rashi spells out some of these dinim, is that a Nida Doraisa who sees Dam any time, she needs to count 7 days, not to be confused with 7 clean days, she needs to count 7 days before she can go to the mikvah, not to be confused with Zava. Zava, Rashi is going to speak out, is someone who needs Shiva Nikim. A Zava is somebody who sees Dam within the 11 days following the 7 days of Nida. Rashi will speak out some of these halachos. Again, the basic outline is that a Nida d'oraisa for the first 7 days, if she sees blood any time for those 7 days, it's just called Nida blood. And so long as she counts 7 days from her original sighting of blood, not clean days, not days without blood, but she counts 7 full days from her original sighting of blood, she can go to the mikvah. And a zava is somebody who sees blood between days 8 and days 18. The 11 days, what are known as acharat shayom, should be nida lenida, the 11 days between the nida cycle. This is all for nida d'oraisa, which is a different topic than how hilchos nida is practiced today, but to explain the Gemara, we need to know these details. So again, Amar Rava. Rava is going to ask on this whole svar that Sof is more easily are flexible on Sof Minyan than Tchilas Minyan. V'lav Kavachomer, who is not a Kavachomer. Uma Nida Shein Tchilas Hayom Olala B'Sofa. That when it comes to a Nida, we don't say The beginning of the day is not considered a full day. We don't say Miktas Yom Kikulo when it comes to the seventh day, that a woman who's a Nida can only go to mikvah the night of the eighth day. She can't go to mikvah the last day. We don't treat a partial day as a full day. Sof Hayom Ola B'Tchila. But when it comes to the beginning of her Nida process, the end, a partial day is treated like a full day. Meaning, let's say she sees Dam not at 7 o'clock a.m., but at 4 o'clock in the afternoon right before Shkia. So that day is considered still day one. So in Nida, which is, we find that even though by the end of the process, we don't say a partial is considered like a full, by the beginning of the process we do. So that Shana Shiom Echad Olala B'Sofa. But a year where we say the end of the process, according to Rav Meir, counts as a full year. So turn the page. Eino din sheyom echad ola b'tchila. Shouldn't it be any less that the beginning that a day in the beginning of the process will count as a full day as well? So that's a kavachor from Nida. Again, the Gemara tried to explain what was Gemara's question. Gemara's question was to say that Rav Meir holds like the Brisa. How can Rav Meir hold like the Brisa? I thought Rav Meir holds that 1 day is considered a full year. And 1 day is not considered a full, 1 day is considered a full year. The Brisa needs 30 days. And the Gemara wanted to answer that Rav Meir only said that when it came to the end of a process, when it came to start to the beginning of a process. When it comes to the end of a process, we'll say 1 day is considered a full year. So the Gemara says that's difficult, because when it comes to Hilchos Nida, we find the opposite. Or that the end of that even though the Torah doesn't treat the end of the process, that a partial day is considered a full day, it does treat it at the beginning of the process. So then why is it by years, where the end of the process is considered like a full day, according to Rav Meir himself, when it comes to counting the years of a korban for the years of an animal, why shouldn't the beginning of the process be any different? So. That's difficult for Rav Meir. So let's do some Rashi's, and we'll catch up back to the Gemara's continuation of the question. So Rashi explains. Rashi de Ramaskil Nema. It's about on Yud and Aleph, now by the wide lines towards the after the Gemara lines. Nema. Hadikatani le'el pachus mishloshim yom lo also lo shana, that less than 30 days the year doesn't count, the loker of Meir. It's not like Rav Meir. Why? Because Egel ben shana. Then Egel has to be 1 year old. Dichsev Egel v'keves b'nei shana. Then when it comes to a calf, the stam calf, the ordinary calf that the Torah was speaking about, the Torah intends to say has to be a year old. Ben bakar, when it comes to cattle, shel shmini lemiluim, the eighth day of the miluim, shnemar kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatas, which is in parsha shmini, means ben shtayim, 2 years old. Shnemar kach lecha egel ben bakar, v'ayel lo la tamimim, bring an egel ben bakar, and an ayel. V'achi tanil b'taras kayanim, the sifra says in taras kayanim, hishveh ben bakar v'ayel, lo la tamimim, af bishanim. And that apparently by an aisle, we know it's also two. So ben bakar, we also know it's two. Par, afilu kasav par ben bakar, lo nikra par pelchus migim l'shanim. But apparently it needs to be 3 years. And Amir says that means 24 months in a day. So if that's true, Rav Meir is against our brisa. So the Gemara says, no, kikam Rav Meir b'sof shanim. I wonder if Amir say, you need only 1 day. That's only at the end of the process. Could go in Yom Echad, Bishana Shlishis, 1 day in the 3rd year, Shusof Hechsher Shnosa Shalpar, which is the end of the years of, which is the end of the process of the par growing. Al Betchila Shanim, when it comes to the beginning of the process, could go in Shana Rishona Shalatia, like treating the end of the 1st year. Like a full year for Orla, she tchilas minyan shnei Orla. So then, lo amar. So the Gemara asks the question from Nida. Uma Nida shein tchilas hayom Orla besofa. The beginning of the year, the beginning of the day, is not treated as a full day at the end of the process. Shnei amar shivas yamim tihiya b'nidasa, that she shall be a Nida for 7 days. Tehei b'nidasa kol shiva, she shall be a Nida for all 7 days, meaning without going to mikvah. V'lo tomar miktas yom shvi kekulo, and we don't say the principle of miktas hayom kekulo, v'titbol b'yom, and she can go to mikvah during the day. But sof hayom ola b'tchilasa, but the end of the day is treated as a full day in the beginning. Shim ra'asa samvach l'shkiyas hacham. Let's say day one, she saw blood close to shkia. Ola la hayzayom, yom zeh b'zayin yimei nida. This day counts for one of the 7 days of yimei nida. V'netzrichalim nos ela shisha v'hu. And that day plus six more. Ubenida raisa ka'amar shinas kukla nekim. Rashi speaks out some of the details that we mentioned as our hagdama, that we're talking about nida d'oraisa who doesn't need shiva nekim. Shlo etzricha Torah sfira shiva nekim el lezava. The Torah only required shiva nekim for a zava, someone who sees blood again between day 8 and day 18, and those 11 intermediate days. Avla nida afilu rasa kol shiva upaskam shkiyas achama tovalas la'erev. But Anida, even if she sees Dam for all 7 days, and she stops seeing Dam by Shkia, she can go to mikveh that night. Umiyu achshav hachmiru b'nos Yisrael atzmam lachzikam b'safik zivos. Rashi explains that b'zman hazeh, this is how we practice Hilchos Nida, that b'nos Yisrael, the chumran themselves, Jewish women took a special stringency, that they treat themselves as a safik ziva, le'in shivanekim below Dam, Even any dam they see, we have to count 7 clean days. The yom shaposakas bo olamin shiva, and the day that she stops seeing blood, which is called the day that she starts her hefsek tahara, is not ola to the minyan shiva. V'harbe tol b'shemozu lo mikam lispor yom shaposakas bo lamin shiva nekiyim. There are many who have made a mistake. Rashi is saying that they count the day in which you stop seeing blood as part of the shiva nekiyim. That's certainly not how we practice. They made a mistake based on our Gemara that the Sof Hayom is Ola B'tchilasa. The Sof, what does that mean? That the end day counts for the beginning. Sheposekas Bo, meaning the Sof Yom Sheposekas Bo Ola Rishon L'Shevin Akim. They made a mistake that even for how we practice Hilchos Nida B'zman Hazeh, that the end of the final day of seeing blood counts towards your Shevin Akim. Vizu midas binos kusim hi. That was what the non-Jewish woman would do. The binos kusim. Sheshaninu b'han yom sheposakas bo sofaras l'minyan shiva. That's not what we do. That's not correct. Hachi arsinan so shanim shiyom echad ola lehem b'sofo. But years that the end does count towards the process. Shanim haktzuvim l'chol davar. Years that are fixed for anything. Sheyom echad ol lehen B'schila shana achrona, meaning in the beginning of the final year, b'sof shanim haktzuvos ladavar, to be considered part of the minyan shanim. So turn the page, top of Yudim B is the first Rashi. Eino din, should it not be so, sheyale yom echa b'sof shana rishona l'schilas kitzva shanim haktzuvim lakach, that at the beginning of the process, it should count. So that's why the Gemara is saying we can't explain the Brisa like Remeir. Because if Remeir holds that the end of the process counts, so the beginning of the process should count as well. So now the Gemara is going to offer a different explanation. The top line on Yudim Beis. Ve'elamai. So if we're not going to let the Brisa is Rav Meir, and the requirement for 30 days before to be a full year for Shnos Orla doesn't fit within Rav Meir. Rav Elazar? Are you going to tell me it's Rav Elazar who says that 30 days is considered a full year? So shloshim vishloshim ibai. It should need 60 days. It's not enough to have 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because Rav Elazar's unique shita when it comes to Orla Tetzvan, the Mishnah says in Shvius, ein notin ve'ein mavrichin. You can't plant, you can't do havracha, you can't do the trick where you stick the root in the ground and it sticks up. Vein markivim, you can't do harkava, which is grafting. Erev shvius, pachos mishloshim yom, lifnei Rosh Hashanah, less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Vimnatza v'hivrich v'herkiv, and if you did less than 30 days, yakor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol harkava she'ena koletes. Any grafting that's not considered she'ena koletes b'shlosha yamim shuv ena koletes, it's not doesn't get absorbed by the ground within 3 days, is never going to ever be absorbed by the ground. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only need 3 days. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon only need 2 Shavasos, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say you only need 2 weeks. So the question is, what is this Mishnah teaching me? What this Mishnah teaches me is the following. Not only according to Rabbi Lezer, we assume the first day, by the way, the Gears of the Gemara is Divir Rabbi Lezer. It's not clear if that's the correct Gears of the Gemara. There are different discussions here. But the point is, according to the first day on this Mishnah, when it comes to planting before Shvius, there needs to be Klita for 30 days. There needs to have been absorbed by the ground for 30 days. So the Gemara is going to explain that according to the Shita, that absorption to the ground takes 30 days. So then you would need also a separate 30 days to be considered a full year. Why? Because the days in which it's being absorbed into the ground aren't considered a year as far as these halachos are concerned. That's the idea. With respect to Hilchos Shvius, planting before Shvius, all you need is absorption to the ground, and that takes 30 days. But here when it comes to Orla, where we want that time span to count as a full year of Orla, so the days of absorption don't count as a full year. And the Gemara explains that as follows. Again, there are 3 shitos, how long absorption takes for Erev Shvius. Either 30 days, 2 weeks, or 3 days. But according to the Shita, and we assume that's Rabbi Eliezer, that you need 30 days, then he can't hold like our Brisa either, that 30 days suffices for Orla, as the Gemara explains. V'amar of Nachman, amar Rabbi Baravua, l'divrei ha'omer shloshim. If you hold, you need 30 days for absorption into the ground, for klitas karka, tzarech shloshim u'shloshim. When it comes to Orla, you would need 60 days. Because really, and even for Shvius as well, you would really need 60 days. Because it can't be that within the 30 days before Shvius, they're still considered Klitas Karka. The idea being, for Orla and Shvius, there's 2 different issues. For Orla, you need 30 days of a full year. And the days for Klitas Karka, the days for absorption to the ground, you can't double dip. You can't count the same days towards both of them. And for Shvius, it's a separate issue. For Shvius, the idea is that you can't have the klitas karka, the absorption to the ground, taking place within the 30-day buffer zone right before Shvius. So according to the Man D'Amar, it takes 30 days to absorb into the ground, you need really 60 days, 30 days for absorption, another 30 and another additional 30 days to be buffered so you're not concerned encroaching on Shvius itself. And ledivrei ha'omer shlosha, and if you hold a klitas hazara, it takes only 3 days, tzarech shlosha u'shloshin. You need 33 days, because 3 days for klitas hazara, 3 days for absorption to the ground, and another 3 days for tosefa shvius. Ledivrei ha'omer shtei shabbosos, if you hold 2 weeks, tzarech shtei shabbosos u'shloshim yom. You need 2 weeks, another 30 days as well. So it would come out that you can't learn that brisa is like Rabbi Elazar. That brisa that says 30 days before orla suffices can't be like Rabbi Elazar either, because according to Rabbi Elazar, you should need 30 days for absorption to the ground, then another 30 days. And the Gemara says ve'inami k'Rabbi Yehuda svirlei, and even if you want to say that it holds like Rabbi Yehuda, shlosho shloshim ba'i, should take 33 days. So either way, you're stuck. Like we said, according to Rav Meir, we still have a question. Why shouldn't the end of the process be considered, if the end of the process counts for the beginning of a year, what for a partial year counts, why should the beginning of the process be any worse? And according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehuda, that you need a buffer time for absorption into the ground, then 30 days wouldn't be enough. You need either 33 days or 60 days. So the Gemara says, no. Ela la'olam Rav Meir. Really, the Braisa is like Rav Meir. Aye. So why is it that if he holds that the end of the year counts, a partial year, why should the beginning of the year not count? V'chika amar shloshim l'klita. Why does he need 30 days? He needs 30 days for the absorption to the ground, but all you need is 30 days of absorption time, and then the partial year kicks in. So really, the partial year is considered in effect both for the end of the year and the beginning of the year, but you need the absorption time as well. So the Gemara says, but that doesn't make sense, because it should be 31 days then, because again, you need that 1 day to be considered as the year. Ihachi shloshim v'achad bai. It should need 31 days. Kasavar yom shloshim o lekan o lekan. Rav Meir's unique chiddush. The 31st day counts in both directions. The 30th day counts in both directions. It counts as the 30th day of the klita process, of the absorption process, and the first day of that final year, so therefore it's considered a full year. So again, even though we had difficulty with Rav Meir, and the Rav Meir holds that the end of a partial year at the end should count, so too should a partial year at the beginning. That ends up being what we're actually saying. That ends up being what he actually says. He really does think that a partial year counts as a full year, except for the fact that he still requires 30 days for klitas karka, for absorption into the ground. And why is it not 31 days? Because that final 30th day counts in both directions. But it can't be according to Rabbi Elazar, because according to Rabbi Elazar, you need 60 days. Okay, let's see Rashi. The second Rashi on Yud Amud Beis. And this Rashi is going in the step of the Gemara, and the Gemara didn't know that the Gemara presumed we're going according to Rabbi Elazar and not according to Rav Meir. Elamai. Kiman took malamas nisa de la'el. Who are you going to establish the brisa before? Like, damar bino te'apachs mishloshim lo also lo shana. If you plan for less than 30 years, the year doesn't count. Kerbalazar took ma bitmiya shloshim vishloshim ibai. You should need 60. Shloshim yom leklita shetain ishreshes bar. It's 30 days for klita, absorption to the ground. They should be considered literally rooted and planted in the ground. Vishloshim yom lechashivas shana. And 3 days to be considered a full year, as halacha requires. V'mea klita ain olam la. And the days of absorption don't count towards those 30 days. To command to manach bebeis adamya close man shlo kalta, because it's like it's as if it's halachically inside a house, so long as it hasn't been absorbed to the ground. And so long as it hasn't been absorbed to the ground, that's not going to count for anything. Ditznan dein nitiya koletes pachos mishloshim yom. Then nitiya needs 30 days to for absorption. Because according to the first day, Rabbi Elazar Yakor, if you plant within 30 days, it needs to be Nekar, Lefisha Kalta Bishvias. Divra Meir Lo Garas. Either way, according to the first day, you need 30 days to be absorbed, otherwise growing in Shvi'is. So divrei ha'omer lamed yom, if you hold, you need 30 days, l'klita, tzarech shloshim v'shloshim, shloshim l'klita v'shloshim l'tosefes, kerub elezer, and an extra 30 days for tosefes. So then you're stuck. Who's the brisa like? The Gemara says, no, la'olam, brisa de la'el ramerhi. You need 30 days also for absorption according to Rav Meir. The Netiyah should take place 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. That way the Klita should be Chal Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Kasav Rav Meir, if we only need Tosefes for one day, it should be 31 days then. Shloshim ve'echad bai, shtei yom hakodem Rosh Hashanah chashiv l'shana rishon shel or that the final 31st day should be considered a full year. Kediktani also lo shana, that a year counts. So again, the Gemara explained, it goes in both directions. It cuts both ways. So either way, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir of this machlokas, whether one day is considered a full year. Like we said before on Yudam and Aleph, Rameir holds that one day when it comes to counting the years of a bull, of a par, is considered a full year. And Rabbi Elazar holds 30 days is considered a full year. And the Gemara explains we're about halfway through Yud Amud Beis. Vishneyan Mik Rabbi Yochanan, sorry. Rabbi Yochanan says, Vishneyan Mikra Echad Darshu, and they both learned this out from the same pasuk. How do I know? This pasuk is talking about the Mabul. The chronology of the Mabul is going to play a big theme over the next ensuing discussions in the Gemara. So the Gemara explains, Vayihi ba'achas v'sheish me'os shana barishon be'echad l'chodesh. It was at the year 601 barishon be'echad l'chodesh, on the first day of the first of the month. This is referring to the fact that the drying of the water took place on the first day of the 601st year. Rav Meir Savar Midakati Yom Echad Hu Da'al B'Shana V'Kari Le'Shana, from the fact that only one day had come into the 601st year, and the Pasuk calls it a Shana, like the first day of the 601st year. But it's not the 601st year if one day is not considered a full year. So you see from here that one day is considered a full year. So Shema Mina, Yom Echad B'Shana, Chashiv Shana. That one day is considered a full year. And again, it's not referring to the years of the creation of the world, it's referring to the years of Noach's life. The Noach lived for many, many years, but we're saying in the 601st year of Noach's life, on the first day of that year, the water dried up. So what does that teach me? The fact that we consider the first day of that year, yet we're still calling it the 601st year of his life, you see from that one day is considered a full year. V'ida, Chazar Belezer answer, Iksiv b'sheish meos v'achas shana, if the Pasuk had said, not Achas v'sheish meos 1 and 600, rather 601, sheish meos v'achas shana, kideka amris, that would be correct, like you say. But hashta d'chsiv v'achas v'sheish meos shana, that 1 and 600, that the word shana is not modifying the word achas in the pasuk, but rather the word shana is modifying the words 600 in the pasuk. Shana ashesh meos kai, that shana is going on 600. Umay achas aschalta the achas ka'amar. Doesn't mean a full year; it means the beginning. Aschalta, the beginning of the 601st year. In other words, from the fact that the pasuk is broken up in such a way that shana is modifying shesh meos, that teaches me that one day doesn't count for anything. So that's Rameir's source. Rabbi Elazar, my time. What's Rabbi Elazar's source? So again, Rameir's source is from Noach, that we consider one day in that year, the 601st year, and Rabbi Elazar responds, no, that's not a source to anything. All that teaches me, after all, the word Shana is modifying 600. It just teaches me that we're talking about the beginning of the 601st year. Has Rabbi Elazar respond? Rabbi Elazar, my time, huh? Rabbi Elazar argues, what's his rationale for assuming that it takes 30 days to get through a year. Dichsiv barishon be'echad l'chodesh. The pasuk says again from this again shneim mikra echadarsh. They're learning out from the same pasuk that on the first day of the first month. Midakati yom echad hu ta'ayel b'chodesh. Even though we're holding on the first day of the month, meaning Barishon, the first day of that month, the Kakari Lechodesh, yet it's called a full month, right? Because Be'echad Lechodesh means on the first day of that month. So Shema Mina Yom Echad Lechodesh, Chashiv Chodesh. We learn from here that one day in a month is called a full month. Umidi Yom Echad Lechodesh, Chashiv Chodesh, and then if one day in a month is considered a full month, then shloshim yom b'shana chashuvin shana. So therefore, 30 days, meaning 30 representatives of chodshim of different months, is considered a full year. V'chodesh l'minuyav, v'shana l'minuyeha, and a month is counted based on its days. And a year is counted based on its months as well. So since we count a month based on its days, so one day in a month is considered a full month, and 1 month of its year is considered a full year. And then the Gemara adds, and then the Gemara adds one more point. This is in parentheses, but it's important to note for explaining this machlokas. Michlal, however, this whole cheshbon that according to Belezer, we learn that according to Rav Meir, that one day is considered a full year, that it was on the first day in the 601st year, on the first day of that month, it's considered a full year. And according to Belezer, that it's considered a full month, and therefore a full month is considered a full year. But what were we talking about? The month, as Rashi will explain in question, is Chodesh Nisan. That when the pasuk said in Bereishis, "Vayhi ba'achas v'sheish meos shana barishon be'echad l'chodesh," on the first day of that first month, or that the barishon be'echad l'chodesh, on the first of that first day, that first month. Sorry, we see that we're talking about Nisan because that's how Rashi explained we're talking about Nisan. So therefore, svir lahu b'nisan nivra ha'olam. They both believe that Nisan, that the creation of the world took place during Chodesh Nisan, meaning the birthday of the world, the years of Noach's life, or the years of the world, are based on Nisan, because if you hold that the world was created in Tishrei, so then you can't call this a full year, but if you hold the world that was created in Nisan, you can call this a full year. So Rashi will explain. In any event, the machlokas from Belezer and Reb Meir is based on meaning Reb Meir and Reb Elazar, not Reb Eliezer. Reb Meir and Reb Elazar that the minyan of a year is either based on 30 days or based on one day. According to Reb Meir, one day. According to Reb Elazar, 30 days. So that's based on psukim. That's based on the same pasuk with respect to the counting of the years of the mavel. And Rashi explains, Dermaschel v'shneim. V'shneim remer v'rab Elazar learn from the following pasuk. Vayehi ba'achas v'sheish me'o shana. It was in the 601st year of Noach's life. So Rashi explains, L'sof ashtei asar chodesh shetchel mavel leirid. That at the end of 11 months of the, at the end of the 11th month of the Mabul's waters going down, of the Mabul's waters descending, L'divrei Omer b'Tishrei Nivra Olam, that if you hold that the world was created in Tishrei, U'Mabul Yarad b'Yodzayim Mar Cheshvan K'lekaman, we'll see the Gemara Dafid Aleph and Beis, according to the Shita, the world was created in Tishrei, therefore, the Mabul's waters actually start on the 17th of Cheshvan. Havihai Barishon Be'echad L'Chodesh Tishrei. This means to refer to the first day of Tishrei. Di'efshal Lios B'Nisan. It couldn't be the first day of Nisan. So even though the simple reading of the Gemara lends itself to believe that we're talking about Nisan, so Rashi actually argues on that. So it's important to point this out. When we read the Gemara, we thought this whole discussion was talking about the beginning of Nisan. So Rashi is going to try to explain that really we're talking about the beginning of Tishrei, and that's why actually Rashi takes out that line of Michlal Tarvayu Svir Luhu Ben Nisan Nivra Olam. He takes that out of the Girsa. So let's go with Rashi's read of the Gemara and scratch our previous read, even though it's one way of reading the Gemara. Well, Rashi has a whole calculation to explain how we know we're talking about the beginning of Tishrei. How do we know? Rashi says, "Vayhi ba'achas v'sheish me'el shana." It was in the 601st year. L'sof ashtei asar chodesh sheitchol mabul eri. At the end of 12 months of the mabul going down, l'divrei ha'omer b'tishrei nivra ha'olam. If you hold that the world is created in Tishrei. Because if you prorate 11 months, that it started in Cheshvan, the year before, so 11 months later, we got back to the beginning of Tishrei. It couldn't be that we're talking about the first of Nisan, according to this Gemara. Because the Mabul reigned for 40 days. And there were 150 days of strengthening of the water. Nimshachu ad Sivan. If you go through the calculation, you'll see if you add 40 days to the original start date of the 17th of Cheshvan, we'll do this when we get to Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph, and 150 days later, you go all the way through Sivan. The Achakal Chayu Holoch Vachasor. The water started to descend ad Chodesh Hasiri until the 10th month, Vahu Av. Shaya Asiri Li Rias Kishamim, which was the 10th month from when the water descended, I mean the 10th month from Cheshvan, va'az niru rashe heharim, and then the mountaintops could be seen. Umei echa ba'av ad echa b'tishrei nivlo amayim, and the water was absorbed into the ground for 60 days from the beginning of Av until the end of Tishrei, or sorry, 90 days Av Elul and Tishrei. V'har dichsei va'ihi ba'achas v'sheish me'ol shana b'rishon ba'echa l'chodesh. Harvu Amayim, that it was in, 60 days, Avin El, until Echa B'Tishrei, and it was on the first of the 601st day of the 601st year, the first of that month, then the water dried up. So that's all according to Manda Amar, that the water started to fall in the beginning, in the 17th of Cheshvan. So this is really going according to Manda Amar. The world was created in Tishrei. Because if the world was created in Tishrei, then the yearly cycles are based on the beginning of Tishrei as well. Uladivrei ha'omer bi'iyar yarad ha'mabul ha'vilehai b'rishon b'nisan. But if you hold that the mabul started to go down in Iyar, then this rishon would be b'nisan as well. So again, Rashi didn't necessarily scrap the previous reading of the Gemara. He just said they're both viable, again, because no matter what, there's a machlokas, as we'll see from the Gemara, when the world's created. Was the world created in Tishrei, or was the world created in Nisan? And either way, they have to somehow, both shitos have to furnish a reading of this pasuk that it wasn't the first day of the 601st year. So if you hold the world is created in Nisan, in Tishrei, so then you have a whole calculation based on the water starting on the 17th day of Cheshvan, and you go all the way through the end of that year, and then on the first day of Tishrei of the following year, the water had dried up. And if you hold the world is created in Nisan, so then you hold that the water started going on the 17th of Iyar, then you add another 150 days, and you get all the way to the end that the world, the following year, the 601st day, it started to dry up in the beginning of Nisan. So either way, Rashi explains, Ubein Lamar, Tchilas Shnas Sheish Meos Va'achas, Lo Nichnasu Ba'al Yom Echad. It was only one day of that 601st year of Noach's life, Tichsev Be'echad L'Chodesh, the first day of the first month. V'kari Le'Shana, K'dichsev Ba'achas V'Sheish Meos Shana. So that's again Rav Meir's raya. Has Rav Elazar answer? So Rav Elazar answers based on the reading of the Pesukim. If the Pesukim had said, it was the 601st year, and that Shana was modifying the word Achas, then that would be correct. But Kidika Amris, the Karle Shana. But once it breaks up the Psukim, that Achas, then Shesh Meos, then Shana, that Shana is really modifying Shesh Meos. Oh. And then what has he understand it? He says, so what's Rabbi Lezer's source? Rabbi Lezer's source is as follows. Vikari Le Chodesh, that we call one day a full month, Vichsiv Be'achad La Chodesh. So Chodesh Le Minuyav, Echa Min HaMinuyin Shalom, that one of its counted days, Chashuv Chodesh, is considered a full month. Shal Chodesh Nimnem B'yamim, because a month is counted by days. Tichsiv Ad Chodesh Yamim, up until a month of days. Vishana Echa Le Minuyah, and a year is counted one day to its, is counted by its months. Chashuv Shana, so one month is considered a full year. V'hi nimnes b'chadash nechziv l'chadshei hashana. The pasuk in Parshas Bo says we count months based on years based on the months. Okay. So then the Gemara gears to Michal Tarvayu Svir Luhu Benisa Nivra Ha'olam. And as Rashi already said, this isn't Muchrach. This doesn't have to be true because maybe Rabbi Lazar or a mayor hold that really B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. It could go either way. You don't know from when we're counting which year we're talking about. Rashi explains, Remer v'bulazar, mechlal tarvayu, da tarvayu modu shezu haisa schila shana. Because they both agree this was the beginning of a given year. But Rashi says, v'linir delo garcina le. He rejects this girsa. De dilma krabi Eliezer svir lehu. Because maybe they hold like Rabbi Eliezer was going to be mentioned in the following Gemara. V'hai de rishon lav nisan ala tishrei. And this rishon, the beginning of that 601st year, is not referring to nisan, rather it's referring to tishrei. Because the first of the creation of the world, or the counting of the years, the yearly cycle, it's called the first. That Rabbi Eliezer has told the beginning of it is Tishrei. So it's not Muchrach one way or the other. Okay. So the Gemara elaborates towards the bottom of Yodam and Beis, five lines from the bottom. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the world was created in the month of Tishrei, as opposed to saying the world was created in Nisan. B'Tishrei noldu avos, and the avos were born in Tishrei. B'Tishrei mesu avos, the avos passed away in Tishrei as well. But Pesach noldu, not referring to Yitzchak, as the Gemara is going to explain, but Avram and Yaakov were born in Tishrei and they passed away in Tishrei as well. But Pesach nolad Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born on Pesach. But Rosh Hashanah nifgida, that Sarah was remembered on Rosh Hashanah. Sarah v'Rachel v'Chana, those three emos were remembered on Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah yatza Yosef v'beis ha'asurin, that Yosef left jail on Rosh Hashanah. Turn the page to the top of Yud Aleph and Aleph. But Rosh Hashanah batla avoda. Mavasinim Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, our forefathers stopped their shibud, stopped working in Mitzrayim. B'Nisan Nigalu, they were redeemed in Nisan. U'B'Tishrei Asidin Ligael, and the Gula Shlema that should come soon will happen in Tishrei. That's all according to Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer again has the view that the world was created in Tishrei. Several things happened in Tishrei, including the birth and the death of Avram and Yaakov, that the Yitzchak was nolad Pesach time. Rosh Hashanah had the remembrance of Sarah, Rachel, and Chanah. Rosh Hashanah, Yosef left jail. And Rosh Hashanah, our forefathers in Egypt stopped serving in slavery. And B'Nisan Nigalu, they were redeemed in Nisan. They'll be redeemed, L'Asit Lavo, in Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua argues, this is what we mentioned before, there's a machlokas about when the world, a debate of machlokas about when the world was created. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam, that the world was created in Nisan. B'Nisan Noldu Avos, the Avos were born in Nisan. B'Nisan Mesu Avos, the Avos died in Nisan. Pesach Nolad Yitzchak, the Yitzchak was born on Pesach, that's true according to everybody. B'Rosh Hashanah, Nifkida Sarah v'Rachel v'Chana, that on Rosh Hashanah, Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were remembered. Rosh Hashanah, Yatza Yosef, Yemeso Asurin, he left jail. Yosef left jail on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Batla Avoda Me'avosina B'Mitzrayim, then Rosh Hashanah, our forefathers stopped working in Mitzrayim. B'Nisan Nigalu, U'B'Nisan Asidin Ligael, and they were redeemed in Nisan the first time around, and they will be redeemed again in Nisan. So let's just quickly do the Rashis. The Rashi in the bottom of Yudam Abayis, Tani Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mikaraya Ofel Akaman, he learns that from Sukkim, we'll see later on. Noldu Avos, the top of Yud Alf and Aleph, Noldu Avos, Avram Yaakov, Nifkida, I mean Avram Yaakov and not Yitzchak, Nifkida Sara, Rachel and Leah, Bazichron Litova, the remembrance for good came to Hashem, Vinigzar Lam Hey Rayon, and Hashem gave them the Gzar Din that they should become pregnant. But la avodah me'avoseinu, that our forefathers stopped having a shibud in Mitzrayim, shisha chadashim lefnei geulasam pasak ha-shibud. That 6 months before the geula, the shibud stops. So that's true according to everybody. That happened in Rosh Hashanah, meaning, as colloquially we understand Rosh Hashanah, meaning the beginning of Tishrei. Okay, we'll stop here at the top of Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph.